From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, a new report out this week finds that terrorists are likely to use weapons of mass destruction against the U.S. within the next 5 years.
First, though, the big three U.S. automakers rushed to get their restructuring plans to Congress today. And later this week, the CEOs of GM, Ford, and Chrysler will be on Capitol Hill to make their case that they need $25 billion in bailout money.
There's also word that union auto workers are calling an emergency meeting in Detroit to figure out ways they can help cut costs. Here to tell us more is Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. And Dustin, what's the latest on this UAW meeting?
Well, first, I should say we don't have any direct knowledge of the meeting. It's supposedly a private meeting, but there have been plenty of reports out there, plenty of leaks. And what we know is that leaders from around the country, leaders from UAW locals, have been called to Detroit tomorrow to discuss possible changes to the union contract. You know, it's important because there's a lot of talk of concessions from the UAW as part of this plan to give $25 billion in loans to the car companies. But any concessions would have to be approved by the members. The UAW is a democratically run organization, so members would have to vote.
Speaking of concessions, ahead of Ford said that he will work for just a dollar for the year if any government bailout money is taken by his company. What else do we know about the plans from the big three being presented today in D.C.?
Well, we have the full plan from Ford so far. It's a 33-page document, at least the public version of it is. Ford says it will spend $14 billion developing alternative technology vehicles over the next couple of years. It says it will have an electrically powered van for commercial fleets in 2010, an electrically powered sedan by 2011. And again, Ford's CEO said he would take a dollar a year salary only if Ford accepts that $9 billion in loans that it's requesting. GM and Chrysler have not fully released details of their plans yet, but there are some leaks out there. Again, GM CEO Rick Wagoner is reportedly also going to take a $1 a year salary, and we haven't heard yet from Chrysler.
The CEOs of the big three didn't get such a great response last time they went to Congress. What are their chances now that they've submitted these more detailed plans for restructuring?
Of course, we'll have to find out when the vote happens. But I think that there are a number of members of Congress who wanted to support these loans the first time around, but they just didn't feel like there were enough details. Now that the details are out there and some of these other embarrassing issues such as executive pay, corporate jets have been addressed, it's possible that some members will find it easier to support these loans.
Dustin, you're there in Michigan. How is all of this feeling there? How concerned are residents of the state about what's going on this week?
I mean, this is the most important thing to people in Michigan right now. This affects everyone here. I mean, I just talked to a woman the other day who worked for a healthcare company, and she lost her job. She's now competing against Ford and GM engineers in the marketplace to get a job. So there's no one here that isn't touched by this. And a lot of people are sort of baffled by the response around the rest of the country because they saw how easily Wall Street got its bailout and how hard it is for Detroit to get its money, and people just sort of see a double standard there.
The last time that the heads of the big three appeared in D.C., they caught a lot of flack for how they arrived. This time around, I hear that at least GM head Rick Wagoner will be driving there in a Chevy Malibu. Any word on how the other two CEOs will arrive?
Yeah, Ford CEO Alan Mulally will be driving a hybrid as well, either an Escape hybrid or a Mariner hybrid. No word yet from Chrysler CEO Robert Nardelli, but you can bet that he won't be flying in on a corporate jet. Also, I should mention that both GM and Ford have now announced that they're completely eliminating their corporate jet functions at this point.
Dustin Dwyer is a reporter with Michigan Radio. Thanks, Dustin.
No problem.